I'm Mick Kerr. This is Farm Talk here on Ag News 890 in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio. And as we've said on the radio so many times in years past, days past, months past, there are two types of land, that which has been tiled and that which will be tiled. So I guess there are two types of tile drainage projects, that which has been designed and that which will be designed. So, hey, here's a workshop for you. It's next week. It's at NDSU, and Hans Condell is kind of spearheading that effort. Hello, Hans.
Hello, Mick.
And it's 27th of March. Let's see, that is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, correct.
All righty. And you're in Lofsgaard this time around.
Yes, we are right on the campus, and it is a full-day program. We have been running some of those design workshops for quite a number of years now. So the idea is to go over some of the fundamentals of how to design, taking into consideration the soil types, and based on the soil types and the slope, we talk about the pipe sizing, the distance between the pipes, and come up with some designs. And in the afternoon, we also will talk a little bit about pump units, because that is, in certain cases, essential as well.
Now, there are a lot of farmers who like to do everything on their own, and they go by a tile plow. So I can see that's where a who should be at a tile drainage design workshop. But then there are farmers who just like to know everything that's going on with that somebody else is doing for them. So why should a farmer go to your design workshop next week?
Well, you are kind of already mentioning two factors. We do have growers that want to put in the tile themselves. We have some growers that come in with the intent to put it in themselves and then change their mind after they see how complex it is. And those that kind of go through the process have a better understanding of, the design aspects and can talk much better with their contractors and how to design their specific fields. So regardless if you're going to put it in yourself or you're going to hire it done, it is still very important to know how it is done. Like, you can buy a car on the parking lot, but if you don't know how to drive it, it is kind of useless too. So you need to know the fundamentals of tile in order to even talk to a contractor.
Right on. Now, we can't fix our cars anymore.
Yes.
But we can be involved in the concept of tile drainage design. But you mentioned the lift station and the pumps and all that. Tile drainage out in around Jamestown and over by Detroit Lake, especially up around the ridge area there by Flum and that neighborhood. Man, I can see where tile gets real complicated. How about in the flat Red River Valley?
Well, you're mentioning that sometimes we have some rolling areas or we have flat areas. So in the particular flat areas, you can still have a slope underground. So the pipe may be under a slope and then may at the end of the field come deeper than your ditch. So in those cases, you need to kind of lift the water into the ditch. But most of us are used to sump pumps in the Red River Valley. It is not different than having a sump pump in your basement. You're still lifting the water out. So all of this is what I would say water management. And, we're talking about removing the water, but based on the research that I've been doing, it is also critical that we not let too much water go out of the system and maybe have a control structure. Or we can shut off the pump to conserve some water during the summer months so that we can actually utilize the water in crop production. So we're going to cover some of those aspects as well.
What would be the smartest thing to do? I mean, because people don't necessarily want to build a little reservoir and pump all the water in there, and so that they can pump it back in July and August. Has anybody ever thought, this is like my brain at work here?
Yeah, no, but I had a guy call me even today that said, what about subsurface irrigation?
Yeah.
Well, and we have a number of very innovative growers that design the tile, but then they have at the end of the tile line a way to shut it off, and then they fill the top of the tile so the water flows from the top back into the tile, fills up the tile, and then in the little holes that are in the pipe, they kind of push the water back out in the summertime, and so you kind of do sub-irrigation. So we have a number of growers that actually do what you were talking about. In the spring, they kind of get the water out, they pump it into a little reservoir, and then in the summer, they pump it back to the top of the field, and it flows back into the pipe and sub-irrigates the crop. So there are farmers that are already presently doing that.
And about, I would expect the number or the percentage of farmers doing that is probably less than 1%, right?
Oh, it is even less than 1%. But it is just the concept that we need to consider water is a resource. And, when we need water, like in a drier period, it can really pay to get that water into the cropping system and get a higher yield. But in the spring, when it is too wet, then, you know, we can't plant, so we need to get the water out of the system. But I have been doing some research, and we will share that also, about a control structure, how I set the water table. Initially, you let the water go, and then you raise the water table in the field after planting, so you conserve some of the water, and that then translate into a higher yield potential of the crop.
In about 60 seconds or less, Hans, what are some, now we've talked about all of these various reasons to have tile drainage, to have a good design, agronomic reasons, what are some good crop health reasons for having tile drainage?
Well, the first and foremost is that with a saturated soil, you don't have oxygen in the ground and the roots can't grow, except for rice, and we don't grow a lot of rice here. So for most crops, we do need some air. So the whole system of tile is to remove excess water, move air into the ground, and stimulate the root growth, and that then stimulates the production of that crop.
All right. You did it in less than 60. Thank you. So, all righty. All right. Hans Condell. Now, next Tuesday, 27th, at Lofsgaard 380 and on the NDSU campus, the Ag Tile Drainage Design Workshop. Would you like guys to get pre-registered?
Well, they better, because we have to. We have a very limited, because it is a hands-on training. The easiest would be to email me, then I can send the information, and it is simple. My name, Hans, H-A-N-S dot Kandel, K-A-N-D-E-L, at ndsu.edu, and I will give them the information that they need.
All right, super. All right, yeah, because I see you're only having 44 and no on-site registration, so no walk-ups.
And that is precisely because we do a lot of hands-on walking through some examples, and you can't have a big group for that.
For sure. All righty. Hans, well, thank you, and we'll talk to you again real soon, I'm sure, and often during the growing season, which I hope comes soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. Bye now.